I think his lower body strength is phenomenal. You see linebackers just bouncing off of him. I think we kind of taking it as a personal challenge to keep him off our DBs, and that's just part of being the team. It's teamwork, and we've been playing as one. So for the front and as linebackers to keep the big guy off our DBs, and we'll do whatever it takes to get that done.
If they go no huddle and they make it difficult for you guys to substitute, what kind of pressure does that put on you guys if you like to play a lot of packages, and do you have to adjust going into the game knowing it's going to be tough to move guys in and out?
Oh, yeah, we're preparing for it now. We kind of changed our defense a little bit in terms of we have like one word signals or one word to give us the whole play. So if they come out in the no huddle, we have – just the word, and it triggers the whole play. So that's going to definitely make it easier. But if we're not able to, change personnel as much, it doesn't matter. Whoever's out on the field is really capable of producing and getting the job done. So,
is your defense have that component built in where we see guys move around, the same guys on the field, but move around into different positions, cycle, for example,
right,
or other things? Are you guys built maybe more to handle this kind of stress from an offense?
You know what? I think we are. Usually Chiller come in on third downs. Sometimes I play third down, so we can, it's interchangeable. And all of D-line pretty much, they switch, every play almost. So it doesn't really matter how much they switch.
Very good. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They have the best record in the NFC, and if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. So this is definitely a game that challenge that we're embracing, and I think it's going to be a good measuring stick to see where we at and see how much further we can go. Oh yeah, they're very diverse, and they're so efficient. I heard a stat. I think they got the longest, the 10 plus play drives, in the league. So, in order to do that, that says a lot about, their ability to keep the ball moving and keep it going. So, we definitely got a challenge on our hand, but we're going to be ready.
How do you guys keep doing the numeric that you've been doing lately? I mean, it's just really been impressive statistically.
I think the most important thing is just play as one. Everybody's out there with a selfless attitude. And just playing as one, communicating and not beating ourselves, making offense, whatever they get, they have to earn it. And I think with that, we can continue rolling.
Do you think that the reliance on each other has gotten better the last couple of weeks out there defensively?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It shows on film we're playing as one. We're one unit. We got guys out there executing their part of their assignment and trying to make plays, and all 11 guys in unison, that's pretty much the result. Yeah, it's something we worked on, off season, and it's something that's just been mentally pushed home, since March. So, when that happens, it, mentally it just get in you, and it results, it comes out physically, and it shows.